The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of St. Lawrence, it's perhaps good for us to meditate on what is, say, common wisdom in the church, that the blood of the martyrs is the seedbed of the church. So I kind of want to leave it there, because I think that I can preach about that in any number of particular ways, but I think it's ours to meditate on that so as to become sure of our path following Jesus, and following Jesus faithfully no matter what the particular cost may be or appears to be, is that the seedbed of the church is the blood of the martyrs. Right? Martyrdom is, in our world, almost impossible to understand. It doesn't make sense according to the ways of the world. And that's why I want to offer it to as meditation, because the more we understand that that maxim, the more we will see in our hearts and our lives how we are called to follow Jesus and leave the ways of the world behind. So I'll leave it there with you. The blood of the martyrs is the seedbed of the church.